Sports. Mondays at 10:05 a.m. on KVOE, live and local. Live and uniquely local.
It's a community station.
AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, KVOE. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:17. Right now, 70 degrees, lots of sunshine. A high today will be 84. There's a possibility of a thunderstorm later on. Well, the Flint Hills Rodeo had a great week of weather and had a great turnout, the way it sounds. And we're pleased to be joined right now by Dow Wilson, one of the Flint Hills Rodeo committee members, to talk about the rodeo and everything that happened last week in Strong City.
Dow, good morning.
Hey, Dow.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Not too bad. Just trying to rest up.
How busy were you in Strong City and the neighboring communities here last week?
Well, we were so busy that I don't know if my wife's going to talk to me for a few days or not.
Oh, wow. That is busy.
Well, that was great. The weather, I think, cooperated perfectly for you, and it sounds like, Dow, the crowds were big all three nights.
You know, we had perfect weather, excellent rodeo stock, outstanding performance or contestants, and a crowd we couldn't be any more pleased with. It was just a wonderful weekend. The board as a whole couldn't have asked for more.
That reflects, though, an awful lot of work ahead of schedule, does it not?
You know, we do start this a long time in advance. In fact, you know, we'll probably take about a month off, and we'll start working on next year.
That's a good point. You mentioned here the attendance numbers. What did you have here for just raw numbers here for the 3 days, and how did that compare to pre-pandemic numbers?
We estimate that we had between 11,000 and 12,000 there over the weekend. In past, you know, they have been less, but people were wanting to get out, and we are so thankful that they came out and saw us and hope they come back.
You know, Dow, you mentioned the numbers were big, and seeing the crowds and talking to the people out there, I mean, it's more than just the numbers, but, their attitudes, and I think you're right. People were just anxious to get out and be amongst people and attend this wonderful event after having to take it off here last year.
And everybody that I seen that was there was having a great time. We had great merchandise vendors. The food vendors were busy nonstop. The stands were just packed. Little kids were having a great time. A lot of them, you know, had never seen a rodeo before, and I'm sure they'll all be back.
And that was really part of the effort here by committee members to get those 7,500 tickets out, if memory serves me correctly, to area school districts. Is I think the way Tegan wrote it, as an investment in the future of rodeo, and it sounds like the early returns were pretty promising.
Yes, and it's not just our rodeo, it's rodeo as a whole, you know. And it may just be somebody who's going to end up loving horses or loving cattle or you know, wanting to be into the ranching profession or whatnot. But getting them involved is a passion of ours.
Dow, you mentioned here you've only got about a couple of months, maybe, before you wind up getting rolling here and starting the process here for Flint Hills Rodeo 2022. But based on past experience, I guess, how are things going to lay out, I guess, maybe with your behind-the-scenes work here to make 2022's event a success?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. The behind-the-scenes stuff, like I said, we start now. We'll start reaching out to the people that help with the rodeo. We also reach out, you know, to the contractors and try to figure out and plan how our show is going to go. We're working also with going ahead and reaching out to the military to have them there as well. And in saying that, I'd also like to throw a big thank you out to Doug Wilson for his flyover. That was just awesome. It just made our rodeo that much more special to see that him coming over with his plane during the national anthem.
And it certainly seemed like the communities of Strong City, Cottonwood Falls, and the Strong City area, they were all ready to go, Dow, weren't they?
Yes, they were, and we also need to throw a big thanks out to our sponsors and especially our volunteers, because without either of them, we could not make this possible.
Good deal. Well, Dow, sounds like a wonderful weekend for you guys, and sounds like you've got the game plan pretty well set here to get things rolling for 2022. Really appreciate your time here, and best of luck here for the 2022 event.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for having me on, and just one quick thing, I want to wish my wife a happy birthday.
You can't forget that.
No, I about did yesterday, and I got reminded, so I thought I better throw that in there.
Well, hey, congratulations on a great event, Dow.
Thanks, Dow.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for having us on. We look forward to next year.
You betcha, Dow Wilson. The Flint Hills Rodeo, strong city. Great weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big numbers, Chuck.
Big numbers. Don't forget, too, that we may well have some big numbers here for the Granada Theater on Friday, and that's because Savannah Chestnut will be